This is an executive summary of commercial versus residential mortgage rights, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Mortgage rights, MREITs, don't own buildings, they finance real estate by holding mortgages and mortgage-backed securities, earning the spread between the interest those assets pay and their own cost of borrowing. But not all mortgage rights are alike. The two main kinds finance very different real estate and carry sharply different risks. Residential mortgage rights own residential mortgages and residential mortgage-backed securities, split between agency, government-backed, mainly interest rate and prepayment risk, and non-agency, which adds credit risk. Commercial mortgage rights own and originate commercial mortgages, CMBS, and transitional or bridge loans, driven mainly by commercial property credit risk and often structured with floating rates. Both use leverage, which makes them more volatile and higher risk than equity rights. This guide explains the two kinds, compares agency and non-agency residential rates, examines commercial mortgage rights, contrasts the risk profiles, and shows how to choose between them. This is educational information, not investment advice. Verify current details and assess each right on its own terms. Mortgage rights split into two broad families based on what kind of real estate they finance, residential and commercial. A residential mortgage right invests in residential mortgages and residential mortgage-backed securities, RMBS, loans on houses and apartments. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.